Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. Can you tell me, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, and the Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Absolutely going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican? Democrat? No party affiliation?
No affiliation.
Oh. Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background? White Caucasian, Hispanic, African American Black, or Asian American?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is, can you tell me what is your age?
56.
56, thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? The choices are climate and the environment, housing and proper insurance cost, illegal immigration, local growth and development, abortion, crime and public safety, K-12 education, access and cost of healthcare,
education.
The economy.
Education.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate? Definitely vote for the Republican candidate? Probably vote for the Republican candidate? Or lean slightly to the...
I would have to, like... know who the candidates are. No, I don't really care if they're Democrat or Republican. I care about what they're going to do. I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay. And do you have
I guess you could say probably because I care a lot about education. If you had to like split it down the middle, I would say maybe the Democratic person.
Okay. So the answer can be lean slightly to the Democratic candidate.
What is it? Say it again. I have to tell you, your phone has like a lot of reverb or whatever you're talking on. It's like very echoey. Can you repeat it?
Yes. What I was saying is that based on what you are saying, the option can be lean slightly to the Democratic candidate.
Yeah, lean slightly. That's fine.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve of it, I guess. I think he did a lot of good stuff.
Okay, and will that be strongly or somewhat approve?
I guess you can say strongly.
Okay, got it. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I disapprove.
And is that somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, got it. Now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Kamala. The first one is Kamala Harris.
A positive opinion.
And would you say you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Then we have Sienna Osta.
Who is it?
Sienna Osta.
I don't know who it is.
Okay. And the last one is Mike Caruso.
Don't know who it is.
Okay, thank you. And now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris?
Definitely voting.
Okay. Thank you. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know either one of them, but I would say it's leaning towards a Democratic candidate just because of education.
Okay, so you're saying that you are leaning towards Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Ask it again.
Yes. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Okay, 2020. Got it. I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, or always vote Republicans?
I would say usually Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate. Maybe moderate to liberal, somewhere in there. Moderate.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your religion?
My religion is no affiliation.
You are atheist or non-believer?
I'm not a non-believer. Just don't really vibe with any of the formal religions.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Okay, well, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.